the night that you spend in bed together as a married couple reflects like a mirror the day that preceded it. If the day that preceded it was a good day between you, if you loved each other in the broad daylight, if you spoke, if you shared, if you were tender and considerate, if you worked your problems out together, if there was this bond and this security between you, if in a word you loved all day long, then the sex that you share that night will blossom and grow and become greater and more magnificent as the years go on. It says something. It reflects the day that preceded it. It does not stand alone. If the day in your marriage that precedes your sexual union that evening, if that day was one of bitterness and upset or apartness, if you were barely polite to one another, if you fought, if there was distance and none love there, none cooperation and none support, sex that night is pretty sour. It has nothing to say to you. A woman understands this more than a man, but a man married to a woman very quickly finds this out too. What I'm saying is, sex doesn't stand alone. It reflects the day that precedes it. It reflects the total life of these two people. And if that life is good and great and grows into a magnificent union, then the sex that they share and slowly learn to perfect together reflects and augments and nourishes the magnificence of that great union. But if there's no greatness between you all day, sex does burn out, sex does cool off, and one day you wake up and look at somebody you really don't know, a person you've really never perhaps loved or shared with. Now you learn, away from the tremendous impact of sexual intimacy, you must marry a person with whom you're compatible all day long. Nighttime compatibility reflects the all-day longness of your life.